We are going to start off with a meditation. It's one of our new songs. We wrote it on purpose to be an intentional breathing song. How many of you are like me and you find yourself literally forgetting to breathe? Mm-hmm. I do it all the time. Isn't that weird? Yeah, so we want you to, we left a space almost at the end of every line, and then there's a part in the middle where you just breathe a lot.
Yeah.
So, if you're comfortable, close your eyes. Just make yourself comfy. Deep breaths. your eyes are closed, come back to us. Hello. So in the Japanese art of kintsugi, when there's a cracked or damaged vase, they don't throw it away or hide it in some dark basement. As a matter of fact, they fill the cracks with gold and then proudly put them on display because they say it's the brokenness that makes them more valuable and more beautiful.
Yeah, so this morning's talk is titled Beautiful Brokenness, and we're gonna just look at some of the ways that we might have seen ourselves as broken, or perhaps others saw us as that. And the idea for this talk got started a few years back when we were visiting over in lovely Scotland. And there we were in a very small town, in a very small house, doing a very small house concert.
To very small people. They were only about this big. No, they were normal.
And there in the audience, right before us, was this beautiful man who told us how much he loved our song, Beautiful Brokenness. And we asked what his name was, and he said, "My name is Meckel," which we discovered was the Scottish pronunciation of Michael. And so Michael loved our song, and we loved Michael's accent. Mm. Oh my gosh. So after the concert, we asked Meckel if he would honor us and read the lyrics to Beautiful Brokenness. So we recorded it, and we'd like to share it with you.
From the shattered pieces of a life tattered and torn, something lovely rises up, and I have been reborn. Day by day, I wake to someone I have never seen. Who'd have guessed that I could ever love someone like me? Beautiful brokenness, love will always win. Beautiful brokenness, that's how the light gets in.
Isn't that the best accent ever? So yeah, we get to do some very wonderful traveling. We get to visit my home state of Texas.
We got to be with the women of this church on Friday night, and we just have to say it was marvelous. What a wonderful group of women, and we missed them this morning.
Powerful bunch, aren't they?
Yeah.
So yeah, and a while back, we had a couple of gigs on either side of a week, and we happened to be in the Lake Tahoe area, which meant we were forced to spend a week in Lake Tahoe.
Oh,
bummer.
Life on the road is hard.
Life is tough, yeah. But I said to Stella, well, but who can we stay with? And she said,
I have a cousin there, Cousin Claire.
So we invited ourselves to stay with Cousin Claire. And it turns out Cousin Claire is a lovely, wonderful woman. She was a fabulous hostess. She fed us 3 healthy meals a day. And it turns out that Claire is an interfaith minister. So on Wednesday morning, Stowe came to me and said, now Claire is doing a group meditation class tonight, and I'm going. Do you guys have a little committee that lives in your mind and talks to you? Mine went, group meditation? Well, you suck at meditation. And how do you do group meditation anyway? Me. Boy, I did not want to go. But how could I not go? Claire had been so wonderful. So I went. And there were only about 8 of us, yeah, sitting in a circle there. And Claire made an announcement, and she said, this week, the group meditation class will be a special class, and it's going to be surrounding poetry. Poetry, they said. We don't get poetry. Boy, they went nuts. It was my intention to take a nap for the following hour. It was absolutely not my intention to sob harder each of the four times this amazing poem was read. It's by the Welsh poet David White. Oh my God. If you don't know him, if you think you don't get poetry, please check out David White. And we got permission to borrow two lines of his poem to write this song, because I felt like, are there any other type A people in the room? Come on, let me see my type A brothers and sisters. Well, and when you're a type A New Thought person, it's even worse, right? Did we say our affirmations loud enough, long enough? Did we use the right magazines to cut out our what is it called? Vision board. Thank you.
You're an A, aren't you?
We are so hard on ourselves. And I felt that, literally, I felt like my life changed that night. I felt like I was being given permission and you were being given permission to simply relax and breathe into the knowing that whoever you are and wherever you are on this life journey is exactly who and where you are supposed to be. In this moment now, I lay all struggle down, searching for, wanting more. Now at last, I'm free. These words are enough. This breath is enough. Oh, what joy to breathe the air of sweet relief. Letting go, no need to know. All will be revealed. These words are enough.
These words are enough.
This breath is enough.
So, back in 2008, I did not know that I was enough. That was the year that I was diagnosed with stage 3 rectal cancer, which is a real pain in the arse. And, you know, right from the beginning, the doctors told me, they said, Stowe, there is a very high probability that you are going to lose your rectum. And I was like, no, no, I will not let go of this very important body part. I mean, how else would I be anal retentive? Yeah. So fast forward 2 years after trying chemo and radiation and all things alternative, I weighed 50 pounds less than I weigh right now.
It's scary.
And I had been recommended for hospice. And I was pretty sure that I was at the end of my 2-year journey with this cancer. And the really sad part for me was that I felt like that I was about to die with my music still inside of me. Because for way too much of my life, I allowed fear to sabotage my dreams. I was afraid that my voice or my songs or my guitar playing weren't good enough. And really, deep down, it was just this fear that I wasn't good enough. But I learned the hard way that fear is really toxic to our bodies. My body took all the fear that I put inside and it said, if you're not going to live your life, you're going to lose it. And it took me those 2 years and almost coming this close to the edge of dying before I finally got this message that fear, it doesn't stop you from dying. It stops you from living. And after all is said and done, I find that even without a rectum, you can still be anal retentive. And you know what else I learned?
What?
How it's going to turn out is not for us to know. Life is a mystery. Enjoy the show.
I met him on the south side of the Pensacola Pier, a solitary soldier of the sea. He looked to be 100, but his eyes were crystal clear. And when I spoke, I swear he saw inside of me. He said, you're trying to figure out the wherefores and the whys. Isn't life supposed to be a big surprise? And how it's gonna turn out is not for us to know. Life's a mystery. Enjoy the show. Everything will be okay. In the end, my friend, if it's not okay, it's not the end. Took a breath and let it out and felt a little peace. His wisdom seemed to soothe my troubled soul. And that weight there on my shoulders finally took its leave when I let go of trying to keep control. The old man smiled at me and said, it was never in your hands. Don't you think makes God laugh when we make plans? How it's gonna turn out is not for us to know. Life's a mystery. Enjoy the show. Everything will be okay. In the end, my friend, if it's not okay, it's not the end. Truth washed over me like some sweet song. Deep down inside, I guess I knew it all along. How it's gonna turn out, it's not for us to know, no. Life's a mystery, yeah. Enjoy the show, everything will be okay.
good to be alive. So I found out along that journey that it's been said that the body is the temple of our soul. And I found out that if you want to maintain your temple and stay on this earth plane, it's really important to take care of it. So I'm looking around today. I see some beautiful temples in the audience. If you're able, if you're willing, would you stand up and shake your temple? And sing with us when you get it.
Crank it up there, will you?
Thank you.
Yep. That's what I'm talking about.
My body is a temple of my soul. My body is a temple of my soul.
Oh, hello.
I know I can't abuse it, 'cause I don't wanna lose it. My body is a temple of my soul. I used to think a body's just a body. Yeah, a handy place to hang my clothes.
I didn't treat it nice, no, I was naughty. But Lord, I've changed my ways, 'cause heaven knows.
My body is a temple of my soul.
Yeah.
My body is a temple of my soul. I know I can't abuse it, 'cause I don't wanna lose it. My body is a temple of my soul.
Yeah, when I was young, I didn't wanna hear it, no. But every year I'm closer to the truth.
It's all connected, body, mind, and spirit.
Oh, so good God, you mean no jumbo baby room.
No.
No, because my body is a temple of my soul.
Yeah,
my body is a temple of my soul.
I know I can't abuse it, 'cause I don't wanna lose it. My body is a temple of my soul.
So that makes it a vessel, holy and special.
To harness its powers, I'll get my 8 hours.
Yeah?
Less emails.
And text.
More dancing.
And sex.
In all things moderation.
Less work.
More vacation. More veggies and fruit.
For this body suit.
But most of all, please, everybody,
remember to breathe. Yeah, 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 yeah. To me to love it. My body is a temple of my soul.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Good looking temples there. How you doing over there?
Oh, Stowe.
Oh, Karen.
So if you knew me, you would know, I think God is trying to prove something to me.
What?
Well, perhaps that I have been a little too prideful about my voice, and yeah, this is really scary to me. Like, I keep thinking, do I have nodules? Is it nodes? Is it ragweed? Yeah. Didn't somebody tell me there's ragweed? Anyway. What I suggest to you is, I hope that you will go out there afterwards and buy every CD we have so that you will tell how truly spectacular this duo sounds. I mean, we worked so hard to get every harmony note just so, and it hurts my heart. But enough about that. let's go down half a step at least.
All right.
I may end up speaking this song, who knows? Hey, a dramatic recitation with a little instrumental music behind it. This is a song about my amazing, precious mama. This is a star. I've been doing this a lot more years than we've been together 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, I think I was here like 20 years ago. Is that possible? Was this church happening 20 years ago? Okay, maybe it was like 10. Maybe it was 10. What was my point?
I don't
know. Oh, it's hilarious. The point is that my best friend here, duo partner, is she's 11 years younger than I am. Yes.
And that's the point.
And the point is that the only thing that keeps me sane in that is that I will always be 12 years younger than Jane Fonda. Yes, which has nothing to do with this song. I want to tell you about this song. So what you need to know about my mama was she was the quintessential Jewish mother. I'm actually a nice Jewish girl from El Paso, Texas. That always makes people laugh. I don't know why. Yes, and now I've been a Unity student for 30 years. I call myself a Junity person. God, I'm so silly. She was a Leo. My mama was a Leo. Are there any other Leos in the room? Let me see you. Are there?
Just one?
Oh, my gosh. And usually you guys are like, and that's how she was. She also belonged to Mensa, the Society for Genius IQ people. She was an artist. She was, I don't know if you can see this ring, she made this ring. She was a force, she was quite something. And the last 8 years of her life, I could see absolutely no beauty, and all I could see was her brokenness. She ended up legally blind from macular degeneration, and she ended up living in a dementia care unit. And I have to tell you that in spite of all of these years of these teachings, which have proven to me time and time again that not only does everything happen for a reason, but that indeed there is perfection in everything, but I could not find the perfection in what was happening to my mama. I went to some fairly dark places and I railed at God and said, what is this? You know, this is so mean. The good news is I didn't stay there long because I remembered these teachings and I said, okay, if there is perfection in this, you got to show it to me. And that's when I was sent this song, which pretty much saved my life. And we want to send it out to any of you who have made this journey with a parent, a partner, a friend, and especially if you're making that journey right now, because we know that you need some extra special love and attention, and we hope it brings you some comfort. Make it a little louder. This is the woman who had all the answers, the one I would lean on for comfort, for strength. She's never forgotten one grandchild's birthday. Now she can't remember my name. And it makes me so angry. I shake my fist and cry out to the Heavenly One. Why would you play such a cold-hearted trick? I thought your job was to love. And the answer came down from above. She's gonna fly when her time here is through. First she'll have to let go of some things she can't use. 'Cause people and places
Memories and faces are just way too heavy, it seems, to carry on angels' wings. This is the woman who saw things so clearly, the one who could pick out one crumb on the floor. She saw through a white lie, saw me through love's eyes. She hardly can see anymore. And it makes me so sad, and it just isn't fair. Why should so much be taken away? But when I cry out for all that she's lost, I silently hear someone say, she's gonna fly when her time here is through. First she'll have to let go of some things she can't use. 'Cause people and places, memories and faces are just way too heavy, it seems, to carry on angels' wings. And all the wonder she'll see, and I know she'll remember to watch over me. She's gonna fly when her time here is through. First she'll have to let go of some things she can't use. 'Cause people and places, memories and faces are just way too heavy, it seems, to carry on angels' wings, to carry.
Love note, if you are going through a difficult time with one of your parents now, if you have become the parent and they the child, if they are not who they were and you find yourself confused, stressed, and angry, I understand. I know this is not easy, and it's all right, and it's perfect. Breathe. Cry. Go to a ridiculous movie. Take a walk, find a support group, consume moderate amounts of chocolate, and take good care of yourself. My heart is with you. Thank you. So that little love note comes from my book that has that song and a bunch of other ones in the back. And I have asked Stowe to share my favorite few pages from her most recent book, because you will see in an instant why this woman, God sent me this woman to know what it was like to have a sister who likes you. But she is so much a part of my family. My husband calls her wife number two. And you're about to see, if you haven't figured it out already, what an amazingly beautiful soul she is.
Oh, thank you.
Is it story time?
Just about.
Okay.
Don't know what's wrong with this guitar. It was in tune when I bought it. But it's like, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, so... It's a strange thing. When you get diagnosed with what sounds like it could be a fatal disease, your thinking is, I need to put all the focus on my body. And that is what I did, because I thought my body, it was broken and it needed healing. What I've learned along the way, along this incredible journey, was that there was something else inside me that was broken and in need of healing, and that was the wounds of my soul. And I got a very good glimpse of that when I was visiting down in Florida, or over in Florida, I guess that's over in Florida, with this lovely lady who does healing work. And I want to just share an excerpt from a conversation that we had. She said, "Do you love yourself, Stowe? I mean, really love yourself?" "Yes," I answered too quickly. She studies me. "Over the last few months, I've learned that Marilyn is one of those special people who has not only the gift of healing, what some call laying on of hands, but she also has the ability to see beyond the surface, perhaps what's called the gift of knowledge. In other words, she intuitively knows what people are thinking. When I look in her eyes, she smiles, and I have the feeling she is on to me." "You know," she says, "right now you look just like your daughter, Grace." "Well, thanks. That's quite a compliment." "Yeah, she's a special little girl." Again, Marilyn studies me. She leans in closer. "You've told me about your past, Stowe, how your mother died when you were young and how your father put you and your brother into foster care. And I know you were abused emotionally and sexually. I can only imagine that throughout all of that, you must have felt abandoned, unloved." "Yes," my voice is barely a whisper. "And perhaps as a child, you thought that if the world didn't love you, if your family didn't love you, maybe you didn't deserve to be loved." My jaw tightens and I lower my eyes. The room suddenly feels hot. "Am I right?" I nod slowly. "Okay, Stowe, I want you to do something for me. Close your eyes now and imagine a few of the bad things that happened to you as a child. Can you do that?" "Yes." "All right. Now I want you to imagine those things happening to Grace." "Oh," I cry out suddenly, "no." Tears sting my eyes. This is an unbearable thought. Marilyn reaches out to me, placing her hand on mine. "Okay. Now I want you to see yourself as you see Grace. To picture the beautiful child that you are. Love her like you love Grace." "All my life I try to hide the cracks within my soul. God forbid that you should see what no one else should know. Day by day it wore me down, this aching pain inside. I had no choice but to set free what would not be deep. Love will always win. Beautiful.
somehow being broken,
somehow being broken
has made me
want to take you back to Scotland. The day after our tiny Scottish house concert, we heard from Michael, and he wanted to share something with us, and this is what he shared, that 35 years before, right there in Prestwick, Ayrshire, a small remote part of Scotland, which he shared with us, a small town mentality, he had been born Michelle, and he had lived the next 34 years in great confusion and pain and feeling very broken because his outsides did not match his insides, and he knew something was very wrong. And just a year before, he had very bravely completed the steps to fill his broken places with gold and to become finally the beautiful man he always knew that he was.
So now that you know the rest of the story, we'd like to share Michael with you once again.
From the shattered pieces of a life tattered and torn, something lovely rises up, and I have been reborn. Day by day, I wake to someone I have never seen. Who'd have guessed that I could ever love someone like me? Beautiful brokenness, love will always win. Beautiful brokenness, that's how the light gets in.
Thank you. In closing, we just want to remind you to always, before the craziness begins out there, remember to breathe and go inside and connect.
Yeah. Please celebrate who you are, who you were born to be, because that's where the gold lies.
And remember that wherever you are on your life's journey, you are enough.
And if it's not okay, it is not the end.
And take care of your beautiful body temples. That's all I can say about that.
Because it is our unique and precious scars that make us more valuable and more beautiful.
Yeah. So, it is. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Stowe. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Stuart.